Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Streams and rivers, bless our God. Seas and oceans, bless our God. Dawn's radiance washes over earth, refreshed and rested from the night. The grateful world, awake, aware, is bathed in Christ's baptismal light. Emblazoned thus our earth proclaims its first foundation and its end. Another day stirs life afresh, its gifts from God to God all tend. O Christ, indwelling source of life, reflecting fair your Abba's face, your radiance brightens all the earth as we awake in your embrace. Within your love we sing our praise, transcendent God who nurture all. Day's dawning splendor sends us forth to answer with our lives your call. Amen. I lie down to rest, and sleep comes at once. I rise again, for Adonai sustains me. How many are my oppressors, O Adonai? How many are plotting against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for this one, even from God? But you, Adonai, are a shield around me, my glory, for you lift my head. I make my prayer to you aloud, and you answer me from your holy mountain. I lie down to rest, and sleep comes at once. I wake and rise, for your love holds me up. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise now, O Adonai, save me, my love, for your truth will leave the wicked speechless, and break the teeth that are eating me alive. O Adonai of victory, bless the people you love. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down to rest, and sleep comes at once. I rise again, for Adonai sustains me.
Dr. King's quotation of Isaiah chapter 40. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Thanks be to God.
In a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. In a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. I say to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. On the day of salvation, I help you. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. In a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. The Son of Justice will arise with healing in his wings. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Son of Justice will arise with healing in his wings.
For all those engaged in the struggle to dismantle racism, sexism, classism, and every form of injustice and discrimination. For all those engaged in building the beloved community and one world house, where all are provided what they need to flourish. For all those working to renew and reform church and society, matching each person's gifts and talents with the needs and opportunities of the world. For all those who suffer from sickness, injury, or disability, and for those called and gifted to serve and care for them. For those who have died, and all who grieve their passing.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One, source of all light and life, you called Martin Luther King to work tirelessly and nonviolently to dismantle the legal institutions of segregation and oppression. As we celebrate his memory today, fill us with your compassion for all who suffer and your passion for justice, so that we may join all the saints in establishing your reign on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May the God of justice fill us with all joy and peace in trusting God's love, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.